One of my favorite Wolverines, and there's very few of them, but I'm kidding, of course. But one of my favorites is Greg Dooley from mvictors.com. If you really want to read a good site, this is one. And I got him a book. I actually bought him the History of Michigan State Football book. $100 I spent on a Wolverine, Joe. $100 because his site deals with the history of Michigan. And I want him to realize, and I told him last time, Michigan State was the first to have the winged helmet. And I want him to take that picture out of the book and put it on his site and rub that into all those snively skunk bears. Greg's on the other end of our line. How you doing, buddy?
Hi, no, good evening. How are you, man?
Good. I love this week. Do you not?
It's the best. You can't beat it.
You know, now the last time you were on, your brother emailed me because he wanted to make it clear that you did have Spartans in the family. So my question for you is, where did it go wrong? You're such a good guy. You come from a good family. Last week, rather than make the trip to Bloomington, you came up to East Lansing to watch a good football game. What happened? Because you're a good guy.
You know, I cut my teeth in Spartan Stadium in football, and in my earliest memories, watching Gibby and those guys in the 70s with my dad. And, you know, Hondo, as soon as I was accepted at Michigan, it took about 30 seconds when I arrived at South Quad, and I was a Michigan man. That's how fast it just turned right over.
I got to ask you now, I wrote an article today about Shoelaces that's up at the site calling him the best offensive player in the country. If he stays healthy and continues to perform, not only will they give him the Heisman, they're going to rename it after him. At least they should. But the thing I like about him is what a great kid that he is. Talk about that side.
He's a super humble kid, and I think that's something that rubbed people the wrong way. You talk about my brother. He used to tease me about Tate, and I think Tate's comments about not getting nervous and things like that just rub people the wrong way. And Denard is just super humble and very likable. And the players love him. And really, you can tell the media really likes him. And that smile is incredibly engaging. And he just seems like a really, really good, grounded kid.
You know, I love the kid. I think he's just a great kid. I love the way he plays the game. I love the way he handles himself. I love the way he acts. And I've always said this, Greg, and, you know, we joke about the rivalry, but at the end of the day, I root for good people. Denard Robinson's a good kid.
He is, and, you know, I really am looking forward to see how these next few weeks go because, you know, he's been tested. He was tested in South Bend, and as you've observed, he's developed his touch on his pass, but he's still only a sophomore, and, you know, you really need to remember that. You know, what is this going to be, his sixth start? So, you know, I think people are incredibly excited about everything he's done. I mean, I don't know that I've seen anything like this. And we just hope he can keep it up. And, you know, I hope expectations are with the kid that they give him some time to develop here, because that's clearly what we're seeing before our eyes is really something incredible.
You know, the thing that I find interesting about it is, and I know you feel the same way, I love it that this week's relevant. I love it that when you turn on ESPN, it's one of the first games talked about. I have done more interviews. My phone rang off the hook today from all over the... I got a call from Montana that wanted me to talk about this game. I mean, I love the fact it's getting so much attention. Don't you?
I love it. Absolutely. No, when all these games are great, it makes it so much fun. And I tell you, even the buzz, I popped into the press conference today. Even the buzz in the media, you know, and the people there who cover the... Some of them don't care, you know, who wins or loses, but you could tell there was an excitement there, and it's a cool thing. And you talk about, yeah, I've had so many people ask me about tickets and, you know, can we get in? And this was before, you know, last week's great game. I was up there, Hondo, for the Wisconsin game. And, of course, Michigan's effort against Indiana. So it's going to be awesome, and I look forward to meeting you. I've been on your show a few times, but... Look forward to shaking your hand in that new press box.
And are you going to be up in the box?
I'll be up there.
I am going to have your present with me. No, I'm serious. You think I'm kidding. I bought you a brand new History of Michigan State book. It's sealed. I'm going to have you open it in front of me, and I'm going to take you right to the picture of the original winged helmet.
Well, the first thing I'm going to do after I shake your hand is give you a big thanks again for all the support you gave to the Juvenile Diabetes Walk in East Lansing. It was an unbelievable success. I forget what the final tally was, Hondo, but it was somewhere around $400,000 was raised, if you can believe that, on that day. And the support of the football team and all the Michigan State fans in East Lansing for that was unbelievable. So, and thanks for getting the word out on that.
No problem. Now, I want to switch it. You know, it's fun to talk rivalry, and I'll get back with you in a minute about predictions, but I want to talk about, I love good stories, and I part of that's being a journalist. But you know, at the end of the day, we can joke back and forth with our rivalry. But if the Brock Mueller story doesn't get you fired up, if the Brock Mueller story and watching him lead the team out of the tunnel didn't somewhere in your heart make you root for that kid and the Wolverines on that day, then you don't have a heart. Tell everyone who's not aware of this incredible young man and this great story, would you?
Sure. Brock Mueller is a young man, and his brother plays for Michigan, and they got in a horrific car accident, last year? And basically, I'll just net it out, they gave Brock the doctors gave him a 1% chance to walk again. And he was kind of adopted by the football team and the strength and conditioning staff to rehabilitate. And Coach Rodriguez and the rest of Mike Barwis and the strength and conditioning guys and the team really embraced him as one of theirs, and they challenged him to walk out and lead the team out against UConn this year, months ago. And he was able to do that. He walked out from the Michigan tunnel under the banner and did that. And I tell you, there were a lot of, you know, up in the press box and in the stands, there were quite a few people choked up. And one thing about Brock, he's just a really charming and nice guy. And some people didn't notice, but he kept walking. And with the coach's encouragement, all the way pretty close to the Michigan sideline. So it's been a really special story. In fact, ESPN, I think, is running another update on it tomorrow night. You can catch it around 7 o'clock. And they've embraced the story, and, of course, it's got a lot of national attention, as it should. It's one of the nice things. You talk about meeting nice people like Denard and some of the cool players and coaches, but it's just one of those things that really transcends the rivalries.
Yeah, I watched that story. I made my kids watch it. I love that story. And again, to me, this is what I want out of this week every year. I don't want people to be injured like Brock, but I want the good stories being told. You know what? Someone asked me today, I was being interviewed, and they said, you know, what's the level of dislike for Denard Robinson? And I said, if you meet Denard Robinson and other than on the field, you dislike him, you're the one with the problem. This is what this rivalry should be about. Both schools have had some off-the-field issues, but both schools have good kids on both teams. This is fun. This to me, it's like a civil war. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I heard someone, was it a Wolverine fan, trying to trash talk about players getting in trouble? Yeah, let's stay away from that, okay?
Let's both stay away from that. Lastly, for you, buddy, you do a great job at MVictors. I'll tell you what, I as you know, my allegiance is green and white, but I read the site all the time. I love how you go on eBay and find stuff that's hilarious. I like your sense of humor. You do a great job. But I want your prediction for this game.
I think I do give Michigan a slight edge. And I could tell you, I could see anything happening, Hunter, to be honest with you. I could see those linebackers just stuffing up Denard and having all kinds of trouble. I think they're going to do okay. I think Cousins is going to make a couple mistakes. And I'll take if I think Michigan State's going to score more than 31, but I think Michigan's going to end up in the 40s and edge them out.
All right, absolutely. Greg Dooley from MVictors.com. If you don't mind, I'm going to get you back on Friday night, okay?
Excellent. Hey, and say hi. You know, the funny thing about this rivalry, I know you got Tico coming on later. You know, yeah. I'm buddies with Tico Duckett and some of the other people you have coming on, so make sure you say hi to Tico for me.
I will. I'll ask him why he's slumming. I'm kidding, buddy. That's my buddy Greg Dooley from MVictors.com. Make sure that you check it out. Great website. He does a wonderful job there. Appreciate all you do. Greg, look forward to having you on later in the week, buddy.
See you, Hondo, and get well to Coach D'Antonio. It's not the same without him, so we do wish him the best.
He's going to be there. So we look forward to having him there. Thank you, Greg. Appreciate all you do, my friend.
Thank you, Hondo. See you.
Bye-bye. Greg Dooley from MVictors.com. There is no better site on the net if you're a Wolverine fan. And if you are, then go to mymomanddaddidn'tlovemedotcom.